If you are listening to this tape, you have accessed the first lesson of decoding messages from LESCOV. LESCOV is a state-of-the-art shortwave radio transmitter, located in the South Sandwich Island chain on the small island of LESCOV. Its location was chosen due to its inaccessibility, lack of routine visitation, and non-consistent satellite photos available to the general public. This will avoid subjects, such as the counter-operation, from identifying our radio transmitter site from their desktop computers. Shortwave radio, unlike AM and FM frequencies, can travel vast distances using special properties of the ionosphere. They can bounce around the planet Earth, allowing for reception almost anywhere in the world. However, like the weather, conditions can change suddenly, causing our transmitter to shift frequencies in order to maintain the best signal propagation possible. In shortwave radio, in order to use the reflective properties of the ionosphere, you may hear the term maximum usable frequency, or MUF, to indicate the maximum frequency that will freely use the ionosphere to propagate. In order to determine the frequency to quickly tune to, pay attention to this number. Look at your frequency lookup table and scan the frequency channels under this number. You will also need a shortwave radio to receive the signal from the shortwave radio station. A shortwave radio can be purchased from an electronics store that sells radios. Be sure to purchase radios using a non-attributable method and use cash as payment. While many people listen to shortwave radio broadcasts containing music and time information as a pastime, it is important to avoid speaking about your actual listening purposes. Simply say, you are a fan of the BBC World Service and also enjoy having accurate time for your clocks at home, if asked. They will likely not question any further, as these are normal uses of shortwave radio. Be also sure to purchase batteries for your radio and make sure you have extras. Avoid batteries labeled as heavy duty and stick with batteries labeled as alkaline. You will also need headphones for private listening. Once you have purchased your shortwave radio and a fresh set of batteries, it is time to turn on your radio. Tune around so you can get a feel to what shortwave radio sounds like. Make use of external antennas for better receiving, such as a clip-on wire antenna. You may also hear the signal fade in and out, as this is normal. Once you have the feel of listening to shortwave radio, you are now ready to tune to LESCOV. Take note of the broadcast time schedule in your pocketbook, which is listed in UTC. Scan the list of channels that LESCOV transmits on and listen for the secret song. You are now ready to copy down information transmitted from LESCOV. LESCOV serves two purposes. First, it contains command and control signals for our business purposes. These can be ignored. Second, it contains important information for our agents and assets around the world. Third, it occasionally contains unencrypted broadcast information that is pertinent to our organization, as needed. In the next tape, you will learn how to identify parts of the broadcast of interest, how to copy down information, and the mathematical operations you will perform to decode the message. This concludes your lesson.